Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just... clicks. Buy your car today on...
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Unethical life hacks that you think about trying. There's a lot of them. This text from the 608. My wife would order large stuff from Wayfair, not open it, then submit to return it. Some things are either too big or too costly for them to bother taking back, so they would say, just keep it. We have two credenzas, a large Christmas wreath, fake Christmas tree, and other decorative things that were all free because they said, don't bother returning it. They do track it, though, because now anytime she tries to order through Wayfair, her order has to go through an executive review and approval. And if she needs to return something now, they definitely require her to return it. Fun while it lasted.
Yeah. Closing that loophole, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But man.
Yeah. Good once or twice.
Totally unethical. I mean, you're kind of stealing it.
Well, it's also a huge pain in the ass if they actually go, okay, send it back.
Yes.
Like, oh, dang it.
Yeah. Didn't plan for that. Mm-hmm. My eighth grade math teacher kept the tags on all of her clothes, would wear them to class for a day or two, then return them to the store and get new clothes.
I did that once or twice where I needed like a specific shirt for something. And I was like, I'm going to wear this once. So I just left the tag on.
Like, okay. I said earlier, if you go to concerts and other things where you're like, man, I just can't see. This is supposedly a way to make sure you will be able to see, and that is spill a drink intentionally on the seat in front of you. Water works. Soda works better because it'll be sticky no matter how much they wipe it off.
Okay, that's fine for seats, but I want to know when you're standing.
I don't have anything for you.
Because, like, this past
weekend.
Bring
a milk crate.
Yeah, this past weekend. For Bad Omens, I watched half the show just staring at the back of this guy's Under Armour shirt. And then he finally moved over enough, but then the crowd kind of shifted. And then I was just staring at this guy's Camelback the whole time. And I'm not being offensive. That's just a backpack you can drink out of.
Yeah. You weren't saying that he has humps.
No.
Okay.
No. Or camel toe in his back.
I feel like that wouldn't work in very many places. Most places either have a sign. It's very rare that there's like general admission seating at places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Usually it's either a seat or a lawn where you bring chairs and stick chairs down. I mean, so what are you going to do? Pour a soda on the grass and hope for the best?
You could. Yeah, I don't really know.
Like, now, there was one lady who I thought it was very rude of her, but could have been really smart. She was just trying to make her way through the crowd to go to the bathroom or something. So she had a lit cigarette and she didn't ash it at all. So the ash was just almost as long as the rest of her cigarette. And so as she's walking through, she's just, excuse me. And people are getting right out of her way because they don't want that on them.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's pretty smart, but also really rude.
Yeah.
Don't be doing that.
Sleazy.
It is pretty rude. What is a way to, does anyone have any ideas for Maitland? What do you do when you're the short person at a concert? Like you had this weekend? There's not really a good thing.
No, especially because both of those guys had their shorter girlfriends in front of them. So it wasn't like I could just say, hey, can I stand next to you or swap with you or anything? It was just, I guess I'll deal with this. But then you just keep your eye out for other people to move and space to open up so you can squeeze on in.
You got to pull the dad, sorry, guys. I can't. My dad came to this festival with me. I can't find him anywhere. I do the dad thing or I'll be like, hey, I'm so sorry. I got to squeeze past you. My little sister's here. She's 14 and I lost her.
Mm-hmm.
And then just you just make it to the front of the stage?
I don't try and go all the way to the front. Now, if I got a short friend like Maitland and she can't see, I'll lie to get her all the way to the front. I don't care. I got one friend. She's teeny tiny and I use her like a bowling ball. I'll just be like, sorry, I'm pick so her up that sorry.
Way? Yeah, wait, you use her like a bowling ball.
No, it's I like just like weird, yeah. shove her into people. And they're like, what? And I'm like, she's so tiny, oh. we can't see
She's your
see
battering
anything.
Ram.
Yeah, I'd say battering ram from now on rather than use your friend as a bowling ball.
Stick my fingers inside her.
Yeah. I mean, she might like that too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Festivals, don't know. Everything's allowed.
Yeah, you know.
Kelly,
what Molly will do.
Kelly, you're, you talked earlier about if you're high the first time people meet you, then...
They never question it.
Yeah. And some people said, I jokingly said, yeah, you did that when you interviewed here, but I didn't really think that. This text, one time I was stoned off my ass and showed up to a job interview. I was 17 at the time. The guy took me back to the kitchen, threw an apron on me and said, how about you start now? Didn't see that coming.
Yikes.
I was staring off, not focused at all, and I had to load the dishwasher. It took me a half hour to load. A cook approached me and said, I know it's your first day, but... This should take way less than 20 minutes.
Yes.
To load the washer. I had been spraying one plate for 5 minutes looking around. All three cooks were staring at me. I busted out laughing and I walked away. I had to leave. When I left out the door, I went to my car, sparked up another. And a couple minutes later, a worker said, it's not break time. I looked at him and said, it is for me. I'm done. I quit. No one said, I quit. No, no, he said. And I said, yes, yes. And I drove off. Lucky they didn't call the cops on you.
Oh, man. They no.
Yes, yes. Can you imagine first day you think somebody's a little high and then they're just washing a plate for 5 minutes?
You did them the greatest favor that has ever been done to an employer.
You were not going to be good.
Oh, thank God he just left on his own.
Zach, what is your questionable life hack?
So one time I went on vacation and the hotel had a pool. And I forgot my swim trunks. So I went and got a pair, but I knew that I had some at home, so I was going to try to keep the tags on them. I ended up wearing them for 3 days on vacation, swam all day pretty much, both days, 3 days. And then that night before we were checking out, I just hung them over the dryer or the shower, and they were dry. So I tried to return them the next day and got my money back.
Wow. How did the tags not get ruined when you were swimming?
Those are good quality tags.
Always shop for the best tags when you're not going to keep it.
Yeah,
that's a good
tags.
Point. And some of those places have such ridiculous return policies. You go, I wore it swimming, but it chafed. And they're like, all right, I don't care. Someone said, if they're giving you a hard time, this came in earlier, if they're giving you a hard time on a return, threaten them with a chargeback from the credit card. Because for most companies, they don't want to deal with the hassle of that. If they know they're going to have to deal with an angry credit card company, they would rather just give you the refund on the spot.
That all depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Because if it's the kid who's working a part-time job, one, they don't know what a chargeback is.
Yeah.
And two, they don't care.
Be careful. They might just go, oh, that's a good idea because our policy won't help you. But if the credit card company does it, that'll be different.
I don't know if this is unethical or not. It probably is because you're taking advantage of a business you're not utilizing. But when I travel, I don't, you know, if I have to and you have to go to the bathroom, you know, you can always use a McDonald's or a gas station. But the better play is to get off at a stop where there's good hotels. And then you walk into the lobby like you're a resident, like you know what you're doing.
Nobody questions it.
And then you just go use their always really clean lobby bathroom.
It is. It's much nicer.
I've done that before.
And there's no
People
pressure
like,
to buy anything.
And I'll go, oh, it's going great. And I'll stop and I'll grab a cup of free coffee. maybe like take a little look at the gift shop and, you know, whatever. Just leave.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times. The first time I did it, it was because I was dying and I couldn't find a gas station.
Yeah.
But there were hotels everywhere. And I went, forget it. And I pulled in and I was like, oh, this was great and fast.
You can do that at a lot of office buildings, too, like where it's buildings where they have multiple businesses in them and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like ours, you couldn't do that because we don't have a lobby area like that. It wouldn't work here. But in a lot of buildings, like where I go to therapy, for instance, they have like, I don't know, 19 different businesses. And you walk in and there's a regular lobby and a bathroom and everything. And you could easily go in there without actually doing any business there.
Listen to this person who dealt with somebody using the return things life hack. When I worked at Kohl's, the department store, this was way back when their return policy was different and you could keep things for a year, whether it had tags or not. There was a woman who was well known in the store for bringing back her full wardrobe after every season, returning everything, wow, and then using the credit to get new clothes for the next season. She did not pay for clothes for the 2 years that I worked there, and it was going on before I started. So she bought everything once and then just kept rolling the credit over.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm How shocked long before- that they didn't have some sort of a policy. Because usually there's a policy in place where they can just arbitrarily say no to people. I'm surprised that didn't happen.
There are some places, too, where, and this is like a, I've never done this, and I don't know if it actually works, but you know where you go to return something and it says as soon as the return scan is scanned or barcode or whatever, mm-hmm, then the return process starts towards your bank account or your mm-hmm card or whatever it was on. So I know people who have ordered clothes from like super cheap places, mm-hmm, and they get this massive haul of clothes and then they quote return it and they just put their old clothes in the bag. And then the moment it's scanned, it's back on there. And those places are so cheap and terrible and create so many clothes that they've never noticed. But I don't know. I feel like I'm too tall to order from places like that. Those places that
you're just wasting your time.
Like a 3-pack of shirts for a dollar. I'm like, wow, those shirts would be the size of a child on me. So I can't wear those. But I know a lot of people who kind of like pull that stuff on those companies because they don't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. John's taking Hot Wings hotel bathrooms hack to the next level. Hi, okay. John.
All right.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good. Right. What was your unethical life hack?
Traveled the country for 2 years in a 96 Honda with two buddies. And we would sleep in the Honda, but every morning we would wake up and go to any hotel that sold Continental or gave Continental breakfast.
Yeah. Yes.
And we just stuffed our faces, and then we left with a random family that walked out of the hotel with their suitcases.
I mean,
yeah, it's pretty easy. Most of those types of things are really just look like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Act like honor you belong system there, and nobody, most of the people that are working there, they're in and out of the kitchen in the morning and stuff for Continental. They don't care.
Well, you think about it, even if you are, if you checked in, like if I check in for my family, they might see me, but they're never going to see most of my family. They don't know if whose room you're staying in or anything else.
No.
That's pretty, did you ever feel bad?
No, I didn't. I didn't feel bad walking into the National Aquarium for 8 hours either. With a poo shirt on, saying I was looking at sand filters, and they let me in there.
Really?
So no, sir. Yeah. Oh,
guess
my buddy
easy.
And I got lost. Yeah, my buddy and I got lost looking for a swimming pool, and we decided to go to the National Aquarium, parked the truck in the right in the front, walked in, told the high school kid that we were here to change out sand filters, and he let us in.
That's amazing. Yeah, if you find someone young enough who doesn't like their job enough, you could talk your way into anything.
Easily.
Thank you, John.
But also, when it comes to like taking Continental breakfasts every day that he was doing, of course he didn't feel bad. It was him and two other guys living in a Civic for 2 years. You know they didn't feel bad about anything.
No.
If living in a Civic with two other men doesn't
get
you
down.
Bad.
John in Michigan.
Having an egg doesn't.
John, this is a great life hack. I am a big fan of this. What is it?
Okay, buy the cheap seats for the tickets or for a concert, mm-hmm, and while you're in the venue, if they're not checking the expensive seats, look up what seats have not been sold and just move up there.
Oh, that is smart.
They're always checking.
But most of, I mean, but most not, good concert, like bigger concerts, they almost always
not,
check.
Not once it gets started, though. Then if you, like, because when you go to the concession stand and grab a drink, and you're walking back in with that stuff. I don't remember ever getting stopped at stuff the second time.
It depends on where you're at. Yeah. Like at the arena here, if you're on the floor or something, they'll check every time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Your friend has the tickets on their phone. I got to be up there.
Oh, that's pretty sad. That's the one I used to use. Yeah. Oh, I left my ticket down there in my coat back before when they were paper. Yeah. Thank you, John. I think that's a good one.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.